All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Dad told his daughter that her doll died of coronavirus to teach her about washing her hands.
Did she cry?
Well, I mean, I would assume if your doll died, you cried, huh?
Well, that's an interesting take. Yeah, it's not really the route I would go, but...
Are you talking to your kids about it at all?
Yeah, I'm just saying, wash your hands and quit sticking your hands in everything in the pantry.
But I mean, unless you tell them why, a person won't change just because they hear something. A person needs to be involved in order to change.
Yes, I tell them more, and they're learning about it at school. So, you know, yes, it's not just for a random reason.
A dad shared on Reddit he wanted to teach his daughter a lesson about the importance of washing her hands. So he threw her doll away and told her he died from coronavirus.
Hmm.
Eddie?
No, man.
You have kids that need teaching lessons?
Yeah. But you don't want to scare them like that. Like, that's false. It's not true. And I'm telling you, my kids now, they run around like anything that happens around the house, like, oh, corona. Like, he's probably traumatized this little girl thinking that the doll really died of corona.
My daughter already told me. She's like, my immune system's fine. It's like,
she probably has a great immune system, though, for living in the orphanages.
They do, yeah. Well, actually, they do have, they're built up a lot, given their upbringing. So, well, I don't know. That was her comeback to me, though. She's like, my immune system's fine, Mom.
Someone asked a minute ago, and you can answer this, Amy, because people text us during the show. They say, what do you guys talk about during breaks or even during a song if they watch us live? What do you say that you and I will talk about? Because I think the camera stays on me during breaks. What do we talk about?
Sometimes, well, right, I'm trying to think of, like, topical now. It could be political stuff. Coronavirus, our schedules, what we're really up to. I don't know. What have we talked about?
You've talked a couple things that you and Caitlin did or something that you weren't...
It's just random stuff. The same kind of stuff that would go on the air for the most part. Because sometimes we'll talk about it and be like, oh, that's interesting. I should talk about that on the show.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go on the air with it. But yeah, I don't talk politics on the show. I don't think people come to me for that. So sometimes I'll vent to Amy about things or things that I feel like I would do differently, which obviously is right.
Obviously. Or if it really like was the end of the world, we talk about that.
That is part of what you talk about a lot, just for fun.
If
the end of the world happened, this is what you would do.
And you know who would survive?
You.
Right here.
Of course.
Right here. Nonsensical stuff for the most part. Just what two friends would talk about.
Yeah.
So, got that text.
I guess it's funny because they do see you if they're watching the Facebook stream. They can see you, but they can't hear you. So.
Or like, check out this text I just got from, I don't know. That's what you'll do. You'll be on your phone. You'll be like, oh, I just got this.
Oh, and I'm also looking at Twitter a lot on my phone because I don't have a laptop on my desk here. So I used to have a computer and would look at everything on, but I'm looking at Twitter a lot on my phone. So if you see me on my phone on camera, 95% of the time I'm watching the news on Twitter, which I haven't seen in a while.
You haven't seen Twitter?
Uh-uh. I wonder if everybody's dead yet.
Twitter down?
I'm sure it's a lot of Tom Hanks.
And you know, here's the thing about last night.
Come on.
All the jokes were said in about 5 minutes, from being with Wilson, being Woody from Toy Story, Forrest Gump, we'll never. And then once people started stealing those jokes and using them and acting like they wrote them, just don't write the joke. I feel, because we know you stole those jokes.
Yeah, but you always wonder who came up with the first one.
Good luck tracking it, man.
Right?
Yeah, I read a whole story about why people go nice after 69. Because someone will write 69, people go nice. And they tracked it back to the very first person ever on Twitter that did it, like 4 or 5 years ago.
See, that's amazing.
And so they went and they just looked and found it. They did all these searches, and it was some guy who was just like, nice. And that's why that became a thing. Not the number 69, because that's always been a funny thing. Yeah. For 12-year-olds and me. And because in Bill and Ted, they'd be like, 69. So you're talking about the late 80s. Mm-hmm. But 69, nice. That came from Twitter with one person doing it and it kind of catching on as a meme.
I love when people get credit for coming up with stuff like that.
Yesterday, I was on my laptop and it was in my room. I was taking a magic class because I'm doing two different master classes right now. Not a commercial. I'm doing
art of negotiation.
Negotiation and magic.
That's cool.
And the magic you have to practice as it's doing. So I've got like these little balls. I got coins.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on my bed. I got like cloth and napkins. two glasses, a bunch of change, a couple balls around me, and Caitlin walks in the bedroom and she goes, "Magic."
Yeah.
And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "That's so hot." Kidding. And I was like, I'm trying to learn a new skill here. But everybody reacts to magic the same way. Like, okay, nerd. Until someone does a trick in front of you and you're amazed by it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you guys can hug it.
I was going to ask you that. You know, like, why magic? You can answer. All magic is fake, right? Like, it's all sleight of hand. It's all illusions.
Illusion is a good word for it.
Then why do we always go, wow?
Because how did you do that? Because
it's shocking. Like, when someone levitates in front of you, you're like, what the?
But it's not real.
But okay,
yeah, but
do it then.
There's a lot of stuff that's not real that you're still amazed by. It doesn't have to, but you can't prove it's not real. And that's part of it. You leave with a question like, how do they do that? You know it's not real.
Right.
You know wrestling is not real.
Correct.
Or you're
as far
amazed.
As, like, the fights. But you're just, like, you're into it. You know acting. You get into movies emotionally.
That's a good one.
You get into books emotionally. It triggers something in us that makes us feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And that feeling is what we look to replicate. So that's what it is. And
pretty
it's also
amazing.
It's like, how the frick did they do that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was practicing. I kind of suck at some stuff. I was doing some tricks on the table. You have a table and you get the coins. And it's like, I can now make a coin go through the table into my bottom hand.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm afraid to do it right now in public because if I mess it up, then you know the trick.
It's revealed.
And I have us magicians, we have a code where we don't share how tricks work unless you pay for the masterclass. And then they put it up there. You know what Penn and Teller do in that masterclass? They do cup tricks where they'll go, here are the balls, here are the cups. And, you know, you put one under and it ends up on a cup under here. And they do it and you're like, how in the world they do that? But then they go, okay, now we're going to teach you how to do it. And they do it with plastic cups that are see-through. And they're showing you they're doing the trick the same way, but you're seeing how they're doing it behind the scenes. You're seeing the balls when they're going up into the cups, how a paper ball turns into a baseball.
What?
That one's always amazing when the little ball turns into a big ball.
And it's all that's crazy.
It blows my mind. Now, are you going to practice like on the street corner? Are you going to go out?
Do street magic.
That'd
Remember
be cool.
that bit we did on our old TV show, Street Magic?
Oh, yeah. We would do that. We'd go around with the camera and do it downtown in Austin.
I sent Michael Trejo out, and I wrote this bit called Michael Trejo Street Magic. But he would go out and do street magic and suck at it.
It was terrible.
He couldn't pull a single trick off. And he'd be like, let me get you over here. And he would try this crap, and it'd all bomb. He'd go like, watch this. I'll throw this through the wall. And it would just bounce off. Or he would like drop a card. And so it was us watching people react to bad street magic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in all black. He'd be like, this is Michael Trejo Street Magic. Funny bit. We were a little ahead of our time.
Yeah, we were. You've seen the guy in Vegas, you know, who's there with his friend and does tricks, but his friend's like acting like he's the.
No, that's the three card Monty, dude. That's not a trick.
He does it with his friend. His friend's in on it, but
they're
he's
like,
just
like, oh, I bet 500 the ball's under that one. And he wins, and so then someone steps up, is like, oh, I want to do it, and
nice.
They lose.
we should do that, you and me, Bones, on the street.
It's hilarious.
Then we just raise the price up, like, oh, you got to try this for $1,000. This is crazy.
You guys are out of your mind. So anyway, I was doing that yesterday. I spent a little more time on magic than I did negotiation, by the way, yesterday. Like, I spent probably like 100% on magic and 0% on negotiation yesterday.
Oh. So are you going to catch up later?
I really liked magic.
Is there a timeline if you're doing the masterclass? Is there do you take a test?
You can take a quiz at the end if you want, but you learn it. So you pay to learn.
Right.
And so I'm paying, and sometimes if I don't get the trick right, I'll go back and watch it. Because Penn and Teller will do it, and they have people with them sitting around a table, and they're showing the people who've never done magic. And they're like, this is how you do it, and you're watching them do it. Then they have it where just one guy will go, okay, look, this is what we're going over. This is how you hold the coin, two fingers. This is how you do the French drop, and you work through that. And this is the French tickler. Then you have that.
Oh, I'll try that.
It is called the French drop. The French tickler is a whole different thing.
Is this a hobby for you? Like, could it be a hobby?
Not being a magician, but, you know, I like to have skills of what I can do to entertain people in certain situations.
Right. He just likes to be able to bust it out sometimes.
Okay.
Like juggling I can do.
that
so
one's
it's
so
like
dumb.
Juggling.
It's so dumb because you always do the, let me see those balls. I always see people juggle. Let me
you
give
know
this
that's
a
what
shot.
He's going to start
and
doing.
And how do
magic?
You feel whenever like, I pull it off? When you see me pull it off for the first time, what's that feeling
the
like?
The first time in 2001, Bones? Yes, I was
you see people.
No, you're still going to be amazed, dude. Like when someone says, here, sign this card, and then they shuffle the deck and they throw it, and it's your card sticks to the ceiling. That is mind-blowing.
But you see
I still remember that from Project Graduation.
That when I juggle for the first time, you see how they react to that. When I'm like, yes. How does this even work? So if I threw and they're like, oh, like it's that feeling that's just fun. I just like to make people feel good.
And then you like how you start juggling, then you go, whoa, I don't know how I'm doing this.
Then I do one arm, like, oh, this arm hurts. Let me just do it with one arm.
It's so dumb.
I learned all that on the golf course, though. No master class for that.
With golf balls.
I was doing maintenance on the golf course.
I think part of it is you think there's no way they're going to be able to pull this off. There's no way he's going to be able to pull a rabbit out of his hat, and then he does, and you're just like, huh.
Are you going to get to rabbit?
Well, this is funny. So Caitlin was kind of giving me a hard time. She's being funny. And she goes, I said, I guess I'm going to go back in the closet and practice my magic without being judged. And she goes, if I see a rabbit run out of that closet, she goes, all of a sudden there are rabbits and smoke coming out of the little closet. I'm just so into it. There you go.
That's cool.
Thank you. That's what I did yesterday. As Corona was happening, dude, when Corona locks us all up, I'm going to come out freaking David Copperfield.
That's right.
Heal people?
Corona's going to have us all locked in houses trying to find stuff to do. I'm just going to be studying magic and come out like making the Statue of Liberty disappear. I'm going to be so good at it. That's it. Let me look at my news here real quick. Sometimes I get a story that I didn't get to that I wanted to. A couple in Louisiana was arrested for stealing more than $1,000 worth of beer from Target.
That's a lot of beer.
I get that.
Getting ready for their wedding or what?
A U.S. Customs agent who was stationed in the Virgin Islands was busted for smuggling 18 kilos of cocaine on a flight to Atlanta.
Wow, real life narcos.
Except he worked for the government.
Wow.
I remember at the time, the 40-year-old was carrying his government-issued weapon. But I used to read that and go, 40-year-old? Now that guy's old. I'm about to be that dude. I know. Woman takes revenge against ex-husband by remarrying him without his consent.
Oh, busted.
Women are crazy.
Glenn Powell reveals his Top Gun Maverick co-star Tom Cruise paid for his flight school as he celebrates getting his pilot's license. I listened to that Miles Teller, who's in this, talk about how Tom Cruise made him all go learn how to fly. And I may have said this on this podcast or on this part of the show, that he said he had trained so much, he was just a few classes away from being a pilot.
Wow.
Because they were training that hard for Top Gun. Which, I saw the Daniel Craig Bond movie got delayed because of coronavirus to like October, November. Mike, any other movies that are being cut, do you know of?
So far, it's just James Bond, but they're thinking like maybe the Mulan might get pushed back.
Wait, but
I would want a movie coming out when people aren't going to theaters.
Right.
Or you just throw it, okay, we're going to go right release to the
Plus. House. Yeah, that's what Top Gun Maverick should do.
Oh, I thought you knew something. I didn't know.
No, that's what they should do though, right, Mike D?
I mean, it's an option. They could roll out some kind of streaming service and like...
I really want to see it like the day
roll it out to a streaming service.
Yeah, just like create a streaming service for it.
Well, I don't think they would create one just for it. They would either put it on its own little server website, you pay for it there.
Yeah.
Or pretty much everybody has a streaming service they could partner with.
Yeah, but it'd be kind of weird with like movie companies and having them go to certain ones.
But I mean, you could partner with somebody pretty easily. Yeah. Even if it was like what's a random one that we don't have yet? Not random, but Hulu, mm-hmm. You're a Miramax, you're like, hey, we're going to do a joint deal with Hulu, release this together.
Or there's like other ones where you like rent and buy movies. They could maybe do something there where you just pay for it.
Twitter is testing its own version of Instagram stories called Twitter Fleets, which disappear for 24 hours. I like Twitter because it's news. I feel like Twitter should be all fleets. It should almost be like Reddit, where I don't go to Twitter and look at someone's page ever and just roll through their old tweets. I guess some people do that, but I go to Twitter to see what's happening right now, check the timeline. I feel like Twitter can be all Reddit style, where it just goes away in 24 hours. Because nobody goes, and I'll go look at someone's Instagram. I'll stalk someone on Instagram and just look at all their pictures. But I won't stalk someone's Twitter page, really.
Like, what did they say 2 months ago?
That's a good point.
So I think maybe, and then finally, a woman seeks the Guinness record for a collection of 1,400 beaver-related items. Her room is all beavers.
Really?
Yeah, it's everything from dolls to a desk shaped like a beaver.
Huh.
I wonder why she went with the beaver.
Not sure.
That's what's up. Wash your hands, everybody. I don't know what else to say. You're going to hear us talk a little bit about Corona. We have a couple segments, but we don't go full Corona. I could do a whole show on Corona. I probably watch 10 hours of Corona content a day.
Oh,
it's crazy.
The news, scientists, I'm finding things that are translated from Korean, and I'm watching doctors talk about it. And you know what the one thing all of it has in common is? Anyone that knows what they're talking about. The one thing it has in common is they're all going, we don't quite know what it's going to do yet. And some governments have reacted differently to it and held it different ways, but we don't quite know.
So, do we know officially where it came from?
Like, well, China.
But was it the laboratory leak or whatever they were saying? Do we know? Like, that to me is the scary part. Like, where did this thing come from?
We don't know. Whew. I think we kind of know. They say there's no reason not to believe them except they lie about everything. Like, they locked down. China locked it down for didn't tell anybody it was happening right. for a long time. So who's to believe? Nobody. Here's what you believe. Just wash your hands.
God, 20, 30 years from now, people are going to be watching a Netflix special about this. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like...
Why 20 or 30 years? Why about 1 year?
I was thinking, next year. It could be that, yes. But I was just thinking of how...
Netflix will be MySpace by then.
True. I was just thinking how we watched Chernobyl recently. And we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened in the 80s. We were alive and that was going on over there. And like, they lied about it and it was so nutso.
Oh, we got to do the stock tip.
Wow.
We told everybody to come to this post show on The Real Show for a stock tip. Now... Not a big stock market guy myself.
This is to make money.
Raymundo with the stock tip. Raymundo, what is this for?
Yo, 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 yo. It is the Cruise Line Industries. I got three of them you guys need to look into. You ready? Norwegian, Carnival, and also Royal. These are all very popular cruise lines in America. They've all dropped in half, y'all. You can get Norwegian for $15, Carnival $17. What's the other one? Royal, $35. At one point, Royal was over $100.
Yeah.
So you are going to make three times your money as long as you can wait it out for a year. It sucks right now because nobody's going on cruises. But in 1 year, you will make threefold what you invest. That's my stock tip. You're welcome.
So here's what I have, right? I don't have money in the stock market. I have an app. That sometimes I like kind of like just dick around and like put $10 over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna
You're gonna do it?
And then we're gonna track it. I almost never get on this app. Hold on, Ray.
I'm just gonna suggest Royal, so go RCL. That's your
Royal Cruise Line.
RCL. Yep. Royal Caribbean.
Yep.
It's at $33.25.
Yeah!
Mine's at $33.28.
I thought he said $17.
Yeah, I thought he said $15.
That one was $34. Was the most.
Your account
expensive
is restricted from purchasing. I haven't been on this thing in so long.
Ooh.
Maybe it's restricted because of the stock market's in a bear market right now, y'all.
Oh, I heard they shut the market down too this morning.
They might have to wait a couple days before we place it.
All right, I'm gonna try to get in on this today.
I have a question.
For $30, I could probably own the boat at this point, huh?
Well, that's just one.
I got a buddy who said he is going to put, I'm not even kidding, $1,000 on it.
Why'd you play the music like that? Like, there was some, he's like, $1,000. Okay. If I can get in this thing. What are we going to say?
A question.
Yeah.
So, like, with stuff like this, yes, okay, it's at $33 now. If the coronavirus stuff just does get worse and no one's really taking these cruise lines at all, like, is it going to go down? Could you wait like another two weeks?
You could. Well, that's always what's up with the stock.
I mean, Carnival suspended cruises for the next 2 months.
So it's going to go lower than 33, right? Should we hold out?
You never know. If you knew for sure, but you'd never know.
Okay.
But again, what do I know? I don't know.
You don't know anything.
I have an app, Eddie. I just hit an app.
That's not letting you buy
it. It did facial recognition, and it goes, sorry, you're restricted. So I have no idea.
We don't trust your face.
Can you do a masterclass on that, though, and just bring it to us in normal layman's terms? Because sometimes I feel like if I try to watch any stock stuff on the news, I'm like, or experts or whatever shows or talk about it, I'm like, well, I don't understand anything you're saying. They just don't talk to me like a normal person.
Update.
But you could, Bobby.
I have other things. I'm trying to learn, like how to eat a flame.
Yeah. Can't wait to see that one.
Okay, fine. But, you know, one day.
I'm going to come in one day I went for it last night. I tried and I burned my tongue.
Turned out the flames hot.
The magic is it hurts. Here's today's show. Here's Thursday's show. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Woo.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening with everyone in our segment called What's the Haps? Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, what's going on with you?
So my friend Lisa's in town, and she brought my kids some gifts, and one of the things was a whoopee cushion. And I had no idea that something so simple would entertain Stevenson for so long. Like, he even put a hole in it and popped it, but he got duct tape and put it back together, and it still works. And he played with it all night long.
He just kept sitting on it, letting it fart.
He thought it was hilarious. And then he wants everybody else to sit on it. And he's like, Mom, Mom, close your eyes. Like, I don't know what's coming. And he's like, now sit right here. And I'm like, you've been doing this in the living room for an hour. And I have a clip of his cute laugh after he does it.
Okay.
That was like after the 50th time, and it's still hilarious to him. So I'm like, okay, you're just being a boy.
All of us adult men in here, too, would probably laugh if we had one for a while, too.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
I watched a movie called Jojo Rabbit. You see that?
Mm-mm.
I think it was nominated for Best Picture this year. It's a comedy about a kid who is being raised a Nazi, but there's a Jewish girl that is living in his house.
Oh, wow.
And in his imagination, he's always talking to Hitler. And you would think, not the framework for a funny. It's funny. It's good. It's actually really. But I thought it was good. I thought it was.
Like clever.
4¼ American flags.
Oh.
It's a 94% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh wow.
I just have to stop listening to everybody tell me the movies are going to change my life.
They hype it up for you and then it ruins you.
Not they. Mike D.
Okay. Well, whomever. Yeah.
There's no they. He's the only one that watches movies anymore. It was good. I think it's good. It's the whole thing's different. But I'll recommend it. 3¼ American flags, I give Jojo Rabbit. But it's a pure comedy.
Okay.
Hard to joke about Nazis.
Yeah.
Because I just watched Hunters, which is about Nazis, not a comedy.
Not at all.
Are you done with that?
No, I had to take a break because Love is Blind took priority. And now Narcos Mexico season 2 is taking priority. So I'll get back to Hunters eventually.
Have you seen any movies lately?
Yeah, well, speaking of funny, the kids and I watched one called Little the other day. I had never even heard of it, but it was in theaters maybe like a year or two ago, and now you can get it at home. And the kids picked it out, and I kind of walked in, and we were like, okay, it's movie night. And my husband, me, the kids, we all were laughing. So I had zero expectations, so I give it 4 littles, people.
What's it about?
Well, so it's like the opposite of big. You know how Tom Hanks went to be a big person? This is like a big boss lady, like CEO of her company, who needs to be brought back down and get a little humble. So this girl puts a spell on her and she becomes a little kid. And it's so funny, the encounters that she has with the people in her life.
Rotten Tomatoes score is 61%.
It's okay. I give it more than that. Did I give it 4? I give it 4 out of 5.
Okay. It's called Little.
Big people that turn little.
All
yeah.
All right. There you go. Hey.
Hey. What's the hat?
Lunchbox? I feel like a bad dog dad because my dog has had a little scab on his ear for like a month. And I thought, oh, he just must have caught it on the fence or something like that. And he kept scratching at it. So I finally take him to the vet. He has a double ear infection.
Mm.
So his ear's
been. Have you been paying less attention to the dog?
I mean,
since the babies are there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. Whenever you have kids, it's harder to pay attention to the dog. But we do try to take the dog for a walk. You know, when we go to walk the kids, we take the dog with us so he doesn't feel too left out. But I feel like, man, I should have known that scab that's bothering him, and I should have been paying more attention. But a month later, I finally took him in, double ear infection.
How are the dogs with the kids?
Great. I mean, absolutely great. With the older kid, they're best friends. They lay down together on the floor. Like in the morning, the dog will go in there and like peek in his crib and he'll like pet him. And whenever it's time to eat, he goes and takes his position right underneath the high chair waiting for the food. And he's interested in the baby. He goes up and puts his head on the couch like, what is that? But he follows the little one around the house all the time.
Probably what I'd do. Be like, what is it? Like, as an adult man, yeah, I probably did the same thing. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Eddie, you're last up.
I'm having dinner with a client tonight, and I think that, I guess a lot of these clients maybe get prepped with like, all right, this is what Bobby does, so I'm sure Eddie wants to do it. They booked the dinner for 5 p.m.
Nice.
And I'm like, I'm not Bobby. I eat dinner like at 8, but I'm
dinner
not.
Last night at 5 p.m.
Of course you did. So I eat dinner at a normal hour, but I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to make things complicated. So tonight I'm going to have dinner at 5 p.m.
Where are you going for dinner with a client?
I think it's called The Palm.
Oh, you're going fancy.
Whoa.
Baller.
Are you paying?
I don't think so.
No
chance you pay.
Oh, yeah, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Are you going with like some people from work too, or just you and the client?
It's me, my wife, and the client, and a salesperson.
You know my advice?
What?
Cut the salesperson.
Just say, hey, you're not coming.
Just
I got
in general.
This.
They're probably the one that arranged the
Yeah,
dinner.
But it doesn't matter. Relationships, business relationships are built on relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I have clients that I, the ones that are close to me, and then we just go. I have people that I work with, we just go. You want to create a one-on-one, yeah, long-lasting anything, just go to dinner with them.
How much business do you talk at dinner?
Almost none. Usually at the very end. It's okay. Like, I would compare it to, you ever play golf for business?
Yeah, of course.
You know, there's a little, you talk about it a little bit, then you have your whole day, and then at the end, it's like, well, by the way, before we get out of here, we should definitely talk about X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, okay.
But that's you don't go advice. To dinner to talk business. You go to dinner to actually get to know the person so you can do business more comfortably and trusting. This isn't just radio. This is in general.
Yeah.
Because people want to work with people they like, period. It doesn't matter what the environment is. People want to work with alongside people they like. And so that's why you have these relationship setters. The end.
That's cool. That's good advice.
People don't like you, they don't want to work with you very long.
Yeah.
In all parts of the world. So
just be me.
I would just say cut a sale. For now on, if you go stuff, be like, we don't need the salesperson. Okay. Let's just go to dinner.
But don't you need the salesperson to pay for it?
You can always get, then it's on me.
You get a payback.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just have him reimburse you your money.
Yeah, cool. So, thanks, man.
Anyway.
And then I'll let you know how the 5 p.m. thing goes. Maybe I'll like it, dude.
I have a lunch today.
And what time is that?
The athletic director of the University of Arkansas.
No way.
Yeah, a guy who used to play quarterback at the University of Arkansas. The SC tournament's happening in town, so we're going to go to lunch today.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Do you give him a little bit of advice?
Well, I call some plays. I'm like, listen. No. All right, there you go. Hey,
what's the hat?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Amy and I were taking our walk down the hall a second ago, and she goes, you gonna start working from a home studio? And I'm not. As far as now goes, I like being here. I like being in the room. I also, as much as I was weeks ago going, hey, the corona's coming, I now feel like it's my place to be the one calm and in control. We're all going to be fine. You know, you don't have to either go where the world's ending or it doesn't exist. You can just go, you know, it is happening. There's a good chance I could get sick if I don't follow these new rules. If I do get sick, it'll probably be a little worse than the flu, but probably not that bad. And just deal with it and understand that your life is going to be changed a little bit, not because of the virus so much, but because they're going to shut down things to keep the virus from spreading. So there will be an impact on you. But you can live your life. You can take a couple deep breaths. You can not freak out. Know it exists. And also not freak out completely. So unless they say don't come do the show, or unless I get sick, dude, I will do the show with corona.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the first corona show.
But in quarantine though, right?
Yeah. I would do it from my house. Yeah, so I just want our listeners to know, as much as I talk about it, I'm going to be the one that's going, hey, we're going to be okay. It's going to be weird. Some people are going to get sick. The real concern is hospitals, right? Mm. Not that everybody's going to get sick and die, but that, let's just say that it's just all old people who get sick, because that's what everybody's going, it's just old people. Okay, let's just say it's a bunch of old people that get sick, but they're going to fill up the hospitals, and other people can't go into the hospital because the healthcare is maxed out, because the hospitals are maxed out. There are no beds. There are no respirators. So it is good that they're limiting exposure as much as they can. So you would want your leaders to overreact, not underreact anyway. Overreacting's fine because there's a cushion. Best case scenario is this is all an overreaction. That's a great thing, because if it's an underreaction, I got news for you, folks. We all dead if it's an underreaction.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be an overreaction. That's what I don't understand about people going, well, this many deaths happened in a car accident. Yeah, but that's not contagious. And two, this is so early. I'm looking at the numbers of reported cases. It's like basically doubling every other day. So take a breath. It's going to impact you a bit, but you're probably not going to get it, playing the odds. And even if you do, you're going to be okay for the most part. My girlfriend texted me and said, hey, she goes, this is her question. Should I go to the gym or is it risky? And I said, go to the gym. Just wipe down things. Treat it like you should normally treat it even before corona. Go to the gym. I feel like going to the gym now is probably even better, because they're going to clean it so much. Mm. I feel like getting on an airplane is probably better, because they're going to make sure it's so clean that it's actually going to be safer to go these places than it would otherwise. whenever you're just rolling raw on a Southwest flight, you're just like sucking in all the spit of everybody and their dirty tables.
I know. I feel like we used to get judged sometimes by people because we're the wipe down people.
We wipe down everything.
Like we get on an airplane and we're like wiping it down and have been doing that for years. And now I feel like that's just going to be the new norm from here on out.
We'll wipe it. Amy and I will wipe down the desk, the tables, the chairs. And we wipe each other down just for fun.
But someone I always sit next to has some comment they have to make about me free wiping things down. And now I'm going to be like, what now?
Yeah, what now, mother? So here's what I want to say. Life is going to be different for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We're going to take care of our people that get sick. We're going to try to make sure people don't get sick. The people that do, for the most part, are going to be okay. But what we're doing now is trying to stem it. We're trying to go, again, try to nip it right there. And if it ain't closed and you can tell they're doing things to make sure, like the I would go to the gym, no problem, as long as they're cleaning it. I would go get on an airplane, no problem. I can get on a cruise. I wasn't getting on a cruise, though, when it was when food poisoning was happening. I was out when people would just like vomit and poop for 3 days because they couldn't get off the boat. Like, I ain't trying to get on a cruise. But live your life, folks. They're going to cancel some stuff. Don't be upset with it. You can be irritated and go, man, this is unfortunate.
But look at the bigger picture.
People should overreact when it comes to the health of us.
Yeah.
They should. There should be a cushion. It should never have to get to the point where the reaction was just right. There should be overreaction when it comes to health. That's all. I'll be the sensible one. I am your leader when it comes to sensible reaction to the coronavirus. So have a good day. We're not leaving. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Somebody on my Instagram yesterday was like, why do you have masks when all of the healthcare? I'm like, lady, I've had masks for like 10 years. These are from a box that I had years ago. Because just like 2 months ago, I was talking about wearing them on planes when I wasn't sick. Just for not even corona. We had a whole conversation. I'm like, I like to wear them just because. So I had all these masks at the house anyway. She's like, don't you know they don't help? And I said, that is not accurate. Even the bad ones help because it keeps me from touching my face. So there is a reason that I have it. Maybe not for the reason that you think. Keyboard warriors, all of them. Okay. That's all. That's our sensible corona talk. What's happening with your kids?
They're good right now, but their school is still in session. But like Friday, they have early release. So that the teachers can plan. They want to gather together and come up with the plan in case the school does close, so they can have something like a digital plan. I think which is awesome because they'll be coming up with ways we can still continue school at home. I guess then I become the teacher.
Great.
Watch out. I don't know, man, but I feel for parents right now whose kids are already out of school and then they're trying to figure it all out because, I mean, people work and their kids are home and they're trying to get stuff done and...
I'm going to tell you, if this were happening to me when I was a kid, this is where I start to go. This really stinks for some people. Is that I was on free lunch program. Didn't have food. And if it wasn't for free breakfast at school and free lunch at school, I wasn't going to have food. I'd have to pick a meal. But with school, I would get there early, eat the cereal or the bananas or the muffins they would have for free breakfast, and I was in the free lunch program. There are kids now that won't be able to go to school, and rightfully so. Again, I don't want a whole school to get sick, but we have to think about stuff like that.
Right. That's a really good point.
Where you have kids who aren't going to get the food they would normally get.
You think school districts are dialed in on that and thinking? I mean,
I would say there's not enough time for them to have dialed in on it because it's all happening so rapidly. Like, we got to get kids, make sure they're not sick and passing it through. And
I know, but you're very right. That is literally where some kids, their only meal comes from. So what do we do?
Well, I think we trust that there are people out there, and this goes back, and I'm not joking about this, like when Mr. Rogers would talk about helpers, especially when it's a really bad situation, like find the helpers. I think there are people that we even as adults have to look at as our leaders and helpers to go, these are problems that we have identified, here's how you can help. And because we can't be in schools, we're not parent. If it's not happening to your parents, how are you supposed to know?
Right.
Or to your kids, how are you supposed to know?
Exactly.
So it's looking for it. Be vigilant in trying to find ways to help if it's important to you. Not just this way, but anyway. We try to be that helper sometimes.
And you even saying that just now is a reminder and probably falling on the ears of some people that could hear it and become a helper, you know, for that exact reason. Because I've been thinking about so many other things, but I never thought that. and you just said
we only
it,
think about things that we empathize and sympathize with.
I agree, and know? I'm so glad you said it out loud.
Well, I said it to myself quietly, but nobody heard me.
No,
that was
frustrating.
Like three times I said it inside my head and nobody reacted.
We didn't hear you.
It was weird.
I'm glad you said it because it puts it on people's radar. That's important. And sometimes all people need is just to hear how they can help. And now they know that that's a need.
I'm giving you a hard time.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In college basketball, the March Madness games will be played without fans to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. In other news, President Donald Trump announced that visitors to the U.S. from Europe will be banned for 30 days starting at midnight on Friday. And finally, in the NBA, they have suspended their season after a player tested positive for the coronavirus.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got a text into the text screen. It says, is producer Eddie wearing his new shoes?
Oh, no, not yet. I don't want to wear them the way I wear my old shoes.
No, you should. That's the point of
you
them.
You start wearing them, yeah.
I have a problem that I don't wear clothes I like either because I'm afraid that I'll ruin them.
Yes.
My whole life, I would save up and buy a t-shirt. I would save up about once or twice a year to buy a Nike t-shirt. I grew up very poor, very little money. And then I would never wear it because I was afraid I would ruin it because I'd saved up so long for it. And I still do that today with clothes. Well, I'm like, I don't want to wear that yet. And then I never end up wearing it. And then it sits in my closet for like a year and I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid. Let me encourage you, wear them every day.
Okay. All right, because I looked at them this morning and I was like, man, should I wear them today? I'm like,
wear them every day.
No, those are too nice.
Next week, start wearing them next
week. Okay.
If you can't afford any more shoes, I'll buy you another pair.
Hey, dude, I do like them, and my kids saw them. They're like, dude, those are awesome, Dad.
Thank you. Let's go over to Morgan number two with what 26-year-olds care about.
What do 26-year-olds care about?
So since everybody is watching Love is Blind on Netflix right now, there are all these rules that the cast has to follow while filming this TV show.
So when they check themselves into whatever this hub is.
Yes.
And the building is split into two, and the women are on one side, and the guys are on the other side, and they go into these pods on each side, and each pod is connected to another pod, and you can't see the person, but you're dating them just by talking with them. So you're forming this relationship, and then at the end, they're proposing to each other, and it's nutty. But what are the rules they have to live by?
So these are kind of the start of the obvious ones. They can't see each other or touch each other. They only get to meet after getting engaged.
Which is so weird, too, by the way, because they stand on each side of the hall and this heart lifts up. And then
they see each other.
It doesn't matter how hot the person is or how not hot it is. It's got to be weird to see them for the first time after you have already imagined what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's like some of our listeners who hear us and go like, let me see what they look like. We can't meet whatever expectation you have. You're like, let me see what Bobby. Whoa. So they can't see each other. What else?
They only have to date for 10 days or less if they feel less is better.
What do you mean they only have to date for 10 days?
So, like, they have 10 days to get to know each other. And then
outside of the pod?
No, in the pods.
Oh.
And then they don't have to get engaged, but after the 10 days, if they don't connect, the producers either ask them to leave or they try and move forward if the person really wants to connect with somebody else.
The producer said you have to go?
Yeah.
Sorry, you spent 10 days in there. You got to go.
Dang.
If they feel they aren't trying to connect. Mm.
There were some of the people on the show that went in because more than the people that came out went in. And you just never hear from them again.
Right. And there was more matches than more people like connected and decided they wanted to get married. But we don't know them because they weren't on the show. And I'm like, wait, what? Where was the second camera crew? Give me more.
I saw one couple on Instagram going, for some reason, they didn't feature us. But just so you know, we're together.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, just so you know, I never knew you to begin with. What do you mean, just so I know? Are there any other rules, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, so producers are the ones who arrange the very first pod dates. So the cast doesn't get to choose who they set up with. Alone time is allowed. They can go off from their pods and have alone time. And the sleeping arrangements were pretty less than ideal. They slept in trailers with basically like correctional facility beds.
Nice. Did you watch it?
I watched the first episode. I haven't finished it, though.
You gotta go deeper.
Yeah, you gotta keep going.
And this is for me who doesn't like that kind of show. It's great. It's great for what it was. Yeah. Anything else, Morgan?
One more. The hosts and producers don't actually interfere with them at all during those 10 days.
Yeah, Chris, what's his name? I'm Nick Lachey, obviously. Whatever. Yeah. He only comes at the very beginning, and you don't see him again forever.
Till the end.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Morgan. Hey!
What do 26-year-olds care about?
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know who's hurting because of the coronavirus that we don't talk about much is Chinese restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are like, well, I get to pick the kind of food to go eat. You know what? I'm probably not going to do Chinese food. So we have a bunch of people that have just started Chinese restaurants that they're suffering right now. And listen, I would say, hey, go help them out. But I don't want a Chinese restaurant.
Maybe somebody will. At least you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
People want to support their local Chinese restaurant. They do.
A chain of Chinese restaurants in Southern California is taking the concern to a new level. Employees at this place in West Los Angeles have been using an infrared thermometer to test patrons for a fever. You walk in and they have like what looks like a speedometer gun the cop has on you. Those who have abnormal temperatures or other symptoms are kicked out of the restaurants.
Hmm.
In an Instagram announcement, owners say they're even offering a 5% discount for those who order to go. Some social media users have said the restaurants could be infecting other people by using the same devices on everyone. Listen, I haven't been to a Chinese restaurant in a long time anyway. Even before Corona, I don't know that I was really eating a lot of Chinese food.
Last time I went was Christmas 2 years ago.
But I know if it were me going, well, I'm wide open to the kind of food I could have right now. I'm probably not going to choose Chinese. And not because I believe there's anything wrong with it, but because you just even subliminally are affected by things. You're just watching the news all the time.
Right.
But maybe I should. Maybe today. Nah. I don't think so. Dierks Bentley Living. I'm looking at this picture. They pull up this little thing to the person's head to say they have a fever.
It's crazy.
And if you do it, you get a discount. Would you? See, that's why I'm not doing it, though. Why do they even have to do this?
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
The ACMs announced their first round of performers, which include the show's host, Keith Urban, as well as Miranda Lambert, who will also perform a collaboration with Lindsay L., Ashley McBride, Tennille Towns, L. King, and Kaylee Hammock for their song, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Thomas Rhett wants to be an advocate for those in need and use his platform for good.
For us lately, it's been really advertising 147 million orphans and how important it is to adopt children around the world, or just even small things like, hey, I picked this devotional book up today and it really helped me out. You should go get it. I just think it's always good to use your platform for good rather than bad.
Luke Combs shared why he sings about beer and boring jobs. He says it's because people who drink and have boring jobs are the fabric of our society and they're his fans. He also said he had a boring childhood in the best possible way, and being regular is something to be proud of. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 11-year-old kid in Brooklyn, New York. He loves superheroes. And he told his mom, Mom, I want to do something like superheroes do. So he started going around the community and collecting clothes and shoes. And now he opened up a shop. For $10 or less, you can get clothes, shoes for underprivileged kids.
Wow, how old is this kid?
11 years old.
Oh my gosh.
All because he loves superheroes and he wanted to do something superhero-ish.
When you hear about kids, Amy, that are this age, and you have a daughter this age, or Eddie, you have a son this age,
yeah.
Does it make you go, man, I wish my kids would do stuff like that?
It's the first thing I thought when I heard this story.
I feel like my kids, they do have a good heart. There are little things they do. Sashira probably more so than Stevenson, actually. So, but he does think he's Captain America. So maybe he'll...
Well, he's got the superhero
maybe
part
he'll
now, right?
Hear, maybe he'll hear about this, that they love being able... But, you know, they, sometimes I give them a break. They came from an orphanage. So, like,
sure,
they've
sure.
had a, they've had a rough life, you know? Like, it's fine.
Eddie?
Yeah, I mean, I think about it all the time. And I'm like, and I hear these stories and we say... Man, it's the parents must be really raising them right. And then it's like, so I think like, man, why doesn't my 12-year-old do this? But then it's like, okay, it's my fault, I guess.
All right, that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Niagara, New York. A 19-year-old man went to his girlfriend's like, babe, I want to take you out, wine and dine you. So they go out to a nice steak dinner. Check comes. He goes, I got it. Don't worry. Reaches in his pocket to get the wallet. Accidentally hits his gun.
Oh.
It goes off, shoots her in the leg.
Oh.
Ooh, he didn't shoot himself. He shot her?
Ugh.
Wow, he forgot to put that safety on.
Yeah, police were called, and it turns out it was a stolen gun, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrongs
oh.
here. Right? Most responsible gun owners, that's not going to happen to. Almost none. That's not going to happen to. Stolen gun, jail. Shoots it in public, jail. Shoots this girl, dumped. It just is all, this is all bad news. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
right, it's neck and neck right now. Eddie, the oldest on our show.
40 years old.
Versus Morgan, number two, the youngest on our show.
26 years old.
And they are answering questions about each other's generations. Eddie, you're up first as I ask you questions about Morgan's years. Here we go. Elder versus millennial. Eddie.
Come on.
This is a word millennials use in relation to bitter behavior. If someone is acting this way towards you, they're likely upset or mad. So if someone's acting this way toward you, this is a term that millennials use. They're upset or mad. They're acting this way.
Right. Yeah, no. Oh, my gosh. You are so extra.
Your answer?
Extra, yeah. Dang it.
Extra would be you're doing more than you need to.
Over the top.
Oh.
Like you're too flashy with your jewelry that you need to be. Over the top, it's good, yeah.
You wouldn't be mad at extra, I guess. Okay.
Morgan, do you know this?
I believe it's salty.
Dang. I would have never gotten that. Wasn't even in my vocabulary.
Is extra, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've known people that are extra.
Yeah, but is it in your vocabulary?
I don't use it. No, not on a daily.
Next up, Eddie.
Come on.
A streak is associated with what social media platform? A streak. What social media platform has streaks?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, like on TikTok, you know, like whenever you have a bunch of viral videos back to back, that's called a streak.
Morgan?
It's when you Snapchat somebody a lot.
What? Dang,
I have never heard of that. You get the fire emoji if you Snapchat them like 50 times in a row.
Are you snapping people?
No, I just used to. When I used to snap, you'd always try and get the record.
Eddie, who was the first member to leave One Direction in 2015? Who was the first member to leave One Direction?
Well, funny you ask that question. I do like One Direction. One of my favorite young bands out there.
Young, you sound creepy.
Zayn Malik.
Zayn Malik.
Whatever.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah!
And here's a clip of Pillow Talk.
Is that Zayn?
Which, by the way, he kind of had his moment, but he hasn't really been doing anything solo. It's all about Harry Styles, mostly. And then...
Niall.
And then Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Who's got a good song, too, out now. Yeah. Let's see. Morgan, two off steals, and then he got one.
Woo! I'm
let's
on the board.
Go over to Morgan, number two. Here we go. Morgan, number two, these are all elder questions, so mostly before you were born.
Lots of guessing.
More cowbell, or I gotta have more cowbell, is a popular catchphrase from what TV show? Here's a clip.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Do you know what show that's from, Morgan, number two? I gotta have more cowbell.
I know I've heard that before. Not really sure where. Seinfeld?
Oh. Eddie, you can steal?
I got a fever. And that's SNL.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Saturday Night Live. Okay. Yeah. What's that old guy's name?
Christopher Walken.
And Will Ferrell's in it, too.
Yes.
Morgan.
Okay.
What TV show was about rapper Xzibit finding the owner of a ruined car and taking it to a car shop for renovation? What TV show was about the rapper Xzibit found an old car, beat up car, and would take it in and get it renovated, and it would be cool, it would be like crazy stuff. It would be extra when it was done.
Nice.
I winked at Eddie.
Thank you for that.
Was this a show on MTV?
I'm not answering that question.
There was a show on MTV about cars and wheels and custom. What was it called? Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride. Interesting.
Yes!
Correct.
Hey.
But your wheels ain't flying. Yes. You gotta hit us up to get a pimped out ride.
I use that show if I'm ever trying to, people are trying to understand Pimpin' Joy and why Pimpin' is like repping. I say, well, you know, it's okay to use that word. Like, Pimp My Ride used it.
Pimp My Bride was a show for a while.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pimp My Wedding, maybe. Maybe it was Pimp My Bride.
Yeah.
It's something.
Pimpin' Joy.
Yeah.
Repping that joy.
Pimp My Bride.
I don't know that was it, but maybe.
It's terrible.
Hey, Morgan, if you get this, you win.
Okay. All right.
What musician is often credited as being the reason the Beatles broke up? Who is often credited as being the reason that the Beatles broke up? Talk it out.
don't really have anything to talk about. I don't know the names.
Like, who are the Beatles?
I know the Beatles. I don't know that I know any of their names, so. I mean, was Bruce Springsteen part of the Beatles?
The Bruce Springsteen, he broke up the Beatles. Is your answer?
I think so.
Eddie, I'd let her have another guess just for fun if you'd like
to. Do it.
I mean, I'm so entertained.
Yes.
That's incorrect. We're going to give you one more guess. I'm going to ask you again. What musician is credited as being the reason the Beatles broke up?
I don't even know.
It's not Bruce Springsteen. You're close.
Is it another famous, like, solo artist?
The person's famous.
I know this is not right. Eddie Vedder.
The lead singer of Pearl Jam broke up the Beatles.
Interesting.
I know Eddie knows this. Amy, do you know it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yoko Ono.
Yeah. I know, of course.
It's John Lennon's
wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yoko Ono?
Yeah, Yoko Ono. It's his girl. She tried to get Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney said no. Then she went to John Lennon.
Crazy.
And got with John Lennon. And then she's the reason they say that the band broke up. She kind of got in. Okay, we have tiebreaker. I'm going to read you all the rest of the questions and see how many you get.
All right.
Eddie,
come on.
What was the name given to the fad of lying face down and posting pictures on social media?
I'm sorry?
Lying face down and posting pictures on social media. What was that fad called?
It's called belly down.
Incorrect. What's the name of Jay-Z and Beyonce's first child?
Blue Ivy.
Yes. What was the name of the yellow wristband that symbolized cancer awareness in the 2000s?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Live Strong.
Correct. Ogres are like onions is a quote from what movie?
Shrek.
Correct. YouTube star Michelle Phan, P-H-A-N, offers advice on what?
Marriage.
Incorrect. Okay.
Lord, she does.
Makeup.
Okay.
And you miss planking.
Ah, planking.
All right, tiebreakers for you, Morgan.
Okay.
Eddie got three. Which cereal was kid-tested, mother-approved?
Cheetos.
Cereal.
Cheerios. Cheerios.
Cereal.
Cheerios. I meant Cheerios.
It's Kix.
Dang it.
What artist sang this song, Highway to the Danger Zone, from Top Gun? Here you go.
AC/DC?
AC/DC. Nice. Incorrect. All right. The quote, I am serious and don't call me Shirley, is a quote from what movie?
Shirley Temple?
Mm.
I don't know.
Airplane. Eddie, you've won. I'm going to get the answers here real quick. Kid tested, mother approved was Kix cereal. Kenny Loggins sang Highway to the Danger Zone.
Mm.
Airplane is and Don't Call Me Shirley. What 80s sitcom starred Alan Thicke and Kurt Cameron?
Growing Pains.
And then what long-running Nickelodeon show featured a trivia contestant doing physical challenges?
What was that?
Double Dare.
Nice.
Yeah. Morgan, you didn't win. Eddie, you won. Play that guy.
Yeah!
It's now 7-7, guys. Woo! It's tied up.
Tied that baby up.
Elder versus millennial. There you have it. I just got a text from my girlfriend going, my classmate just texted me saying, many of our other classmates are sick with the, quote, flu.
What?
Quote.
Yeah, because they canceled our school.
And so there's people that were in her class that now have the flu?
My classmate just texted me saying so many of our other classmates are sick with the, quote, flu.
Hmm. Yikes.
Kicking your girl's curb?
You about to quarantine
her? What are you
going
to do, Bones?
Oh, no. Have you checked her fever every time she walks in the house? Her temperature?
Guys, give me a second. I need to think about this.
Yes, you do.
I don't want to make a irresponsible decision here on the air.
He's over there on hotels.com right now.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, The Bobby Bone Show.
I was reading the story about this guy who tattooed his entire body blue. Like,
head to toe, wow.
All the way down. A guy tattooed all of it to feel more confident. It took 3 years to transform his skin color blue. It's like a light blue, like maybe a hint of green. It's not super, super blue, but man, if he came up to you, you'd be like, what's happening with you? He loves the way it looks. I'm going to be honest. It looks pretty cool. I wouldn't do it to me, but it does look pretty cool.
Can I do that with tan? Like,
can you?
My spray tan? Like, they tattoo it on me?
Interesting.
All over?
Donnie Snyder, a former forklift driver, says that he made the decision to go big with blue after years of feeling trapped by conformity and also lack of confidence. I was extremely miserable. I decided to quit hiding. break myself out of stagnation and remake my life. You know, I hope he doesn't regret this, but what I do like is that he did something that doesn't affect anybody else. It made him happy. It didn't affect anybody else. Listen, I have some tattoos that are full colored in on my arm, and they have to hold that the needle down and like color it in, and just in little blocks in my arm, it hurt. I can't imagine doing your whole body. His face is all blue.
Wow.
Which reminds me of my favorite song from like the early 90s. Here we go. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. What year did this song came out? They don't make music like this anymore. You know? They just don't make music. Turn this one up, Raymundo. Everybody in your car, get your hands up. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. 1998. Listen to how DP sings here when he talks about his life and everything. Here we go. Oh, dang. This music.
Ow.
What are you looking at? You looking at him?
Well, now I'm looking at David Beckham tattoos.
Oh, boy.
No, he just popped up because I was Googling, like, all kinds of... Look at this full-body blue dude. He's, like, total art. Mm. He has some, like, built-in lines.
You know who has a really cool tattoo? Is the guy from Rage Against the Machine. His whole shoulder is, like, blacked out or greened out. That's pretty cool, too. And he was doing that before. That was the body tattoos were really a thing. Yeah, it's cool. I just got a text here. Just want to say I'm listening to Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, and it's just so great. Mike got a compliment on the text line.
That's awesome.
Hey, Mike, in your last podcast, what did you talk about?
I was talking about actors who started out as musicians and then went on to have acting careers.
Who is the one, Amy, you think's the biggest? Musicians, like in music, that then are big-time actors. Go.
Well, Elvis was a musician and an actor.
Solid guess. Good. Let me think about that.
I didn't even have Elvis on there.
Wow.
Oh.
Go ahead. Good one. What else?
Well, I'm trying to think of who. Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Solid. You're missing one of the biggest actors, period, in the world right now.
In the world?
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
Will Smith.
Oh, God.
You're right. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's like, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's
straight, you know, Wild Wild West, but then
you picked
singing.
Wild Wild West of all the Will Smith movies? He has a worst movie ever?
Because he sings the song and he's in the movie.
Men in Black.
Yeah. That's another, probably a better one to put out there besides Wild Wild West.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Who McGraw.
Tim
Britney
McGraw.
Spears.
Crossroads? What are you talking about right now?
Sorry, I forgot.
What about J-Lo?
Oh!
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when JT did, he did Alpha Dog?
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie.
That was good.
And did he do Social Network?
He did. After Alpha Dog.
And then...
Now he's doing the Trolls movies.
Yeah, J-Lo's like a triple threat.
Go check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Got a text here saying that. What?
I don't know. My brain. Like the obvious J-Lo and Will Smith. And I'm like, I don't know. Elvis?
No, but I didn't think about Elvis. That's a great one there. That was good. Check it out. When the show's over, go check out, if you like movies, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So maybe at some point in your life, you've wished for iMessage to allow you to retract whatever you just sent. Like you send a text and you don't want it to go through. You change your mind. And now that could be a reality because Apple is testing a feature like that for its next software update.
I was thinking about during the break if I've ever done this.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, but it's always because of stupid typos that make no sense. I typo like crazy, but I don't ever send one and go, ooh, wish I wouldn't have said that. Maybe a month later, but typo. So if I wanted to pull it back, what would happen?
Well, it'll let you do it, but it'll send that person a note because it's not secret. It'll say something like that. It would notify the recipient that a message was retracted.
That's
so they'll
okay,
know something was sent, but then not. I mean, so that's the catch. I mean, I guess if you're looking at it as from your standpoint, like you don't send anything, but there could be people where, you know, if you've said something out of anger or you've said something like, you know, too much, like maybe an ex-boyfriend or you drank too much and you're sending something, I don't
ooh,
know.
Ooh, yeah, the dirty.
Like something like that.
I've been drinking too much.
No, I don't know that it has to be dirty, but
yeah,
you might
but imagine,
text
though.
An ex and be like, hey, what are you doing? And
yeah,
you're like,
for
retract.
Dirty reasons. Why would you even talk with that tone, Amy?
Oh,
hey, what are you doing?
I have no idea.
You know, speaking of that, you know what doesn't work is the email retraction thing.
Mm.
I'll get an email from someone, and then I'll get a retraction going, this person has retracted the email, but the email
but
is still
the
there,
email.
And I still have the email. And I'm always like, this has never worked in the history of emails.
I once saw Taylor Swift say that she sent a text message, I think, to a boy and she didn't want it to go through and she immediately regretted it. So she turned her phone off immediately while it was still sending.
And apparently that stopped it from going, but I have no idea.
One time I was sending a text message and I didn't want it and I just threw it in the lake. Can you imagine? No, it's of course I was going to send. All right, what else, Amy?
So a survey found out the number one show that people would want to bring back. And it's definitely not at the Friends? Top of my list. Friends is on the list. It's at number three.
Count me down. How many other five?
Yeah, we can do five.
Number five.
Parks and Recreation.
Stop. Parks and Rec, you're funny, but stop with the whole Office. You exist because The Office exists. All right, number four.
Seinfeld.
Okay, three.
Friends.
Okay, two.
And for one and two, there's a tie, and it goes to ER and MASH.
MASH, huh? I didn't think most people would be alive that would take an internet poll.
Yeah, I know.
Watch
that's
MASH.
Why I was surprised by that.
The people that watched MASH are the ones who were worried about getting corona. We're like, oh boy, watch out for them. They're susceptible. I think they could probably redo MASH and make it funny, but that was also about a wartime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were POWs, and that's a tough comedy lane to walk in, a POW comedy. Is that it?
Yeah, that's the top five.
Okay, what else
you
got over there?
Shows we want to come back. And then, rest in peace, free samples at Costco for now. They're having to pull those because of coronavirus. So if that's one of your favorite things to do, go around Costco and get the free samples or get lunch or dinner that way. Not happening.
Went to Trader Joe's. They had no samples out. And rightfully so. Even if it's not affecting anything, just better. Just for the overall look to not have things that people can touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to Trader Joe's. By the way, here's my favorite thing at Trader Joe's. It's the mango that's no sugar added. It's the dried mango, no sugar added. If Trader Joe's is in your area, I don't even know where Trader Joe's is. I'm only new. Trader Joe just died too. And my girlfriend wants to do a wake because she loves Trader Joe so much. She wants to do like a mini wake in his honor because she loves Trader Joe's.
But like where? Like at the house?
Yeah.
And I'll go get a bunch of Trader Joe's, like
and then
mango.
Then we have a moment for Joe. She just calls him Joe. She loves Trader Joe's. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this six-year-old dog, Merrick, he lived at the Humane Society of Greater Kansas for most of his life, like 6 years or something. And nobody wanted to adopt him. He kept getting passed over. So they decided to launch a campaign. They put Maverick on a billboard. They had a whole social media campaign happening.
Nice.
And the dog finally found its forever home. Shout out to Jordan and Amy, who adopted the dog. And it's just like the sweetest thing ever. It's so cute. But I guess when the dog came in, he was like abandoned at a garage sale or something and had some like this gash on his face that had to be surgically put back together. But he's still so cute. And I'm just thankful that Maverick now has a home.
That's awesome.
They didn't give up on him though. And that's what, so shout out to the Humane Society of Greater Kansas. It's Kansas City actually. And they didn't give up and they did whatever they could to make this happen.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
You hear about the new restaurant on the moon?
No.
Great food, no atmosphere.
All right.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Well, in a minute, we'll get into Tom Hanks, who has coronavirus, the NBA season being suspended. It's just a lot. A lot happened last night. I think last night was the night where everybody goes, oh, this is actually a real thing. Because you got Trump, you got NBA, and most importantly, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
All of that will get talked about a little later on. But I do want to do the secret sound, but we're calling it,
What's That Racket?
All right, let's go over to Sandra in Wisconsin. Sandra, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good. We're in here. I did a little cough earlier. I was like, and Eddie goes, what are you doing?
Can't do that around here, man.
No, I didn't mean to. Something in my throat. I don't want one of these bars. My girlfriend was like, here, eat these bars instead. So she put some kind of bar, some kind of probiotic bar. What is that?
Go macro.
And I'm eating it, and I got little macros in my throat.
Oh, that's why you're coughing.
Is that a thing?
I don't think you have little macros in your throat.
I don't know. I think I did. Did you know, though, I know somebody that has corona.
Wait. Have you been in contact?
Nope.
How do you know them?
I don't feel like I can say.
You don't want to out them?
Business.
You know that I heard from a friend for me to check with another friend that they heard that this friend might have been in a bit.
Heard it from a friend.
No, because I'm about to see someone. They were like, hey, do you know I heard that she was with someone that might have corona? And I was like, what?
Well, she hasn't told me that. Now I'm about to be with her, and I might have to be like, listen.
It's like high school. You know, Jenny likes Jonathan's friend who told her that.
That's exactly what it felt like.
But, yeah, no, I can tell you off air, obviously, but it's somebody in the business. You don't know them.
Okay.
And I don't think you've been to where they've been in the last couple of days.
Okay.
But I'm starting to know people now that have it.
Crazy.
And they got really sick for a couple of days, and then on the good side of it now, but really sick.
I don't know. I want clarification on this, but have you heard that kids are asymptomatic?
No, that would be bad news. What that means is they have the symptoms, but you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Like, by the way, I don't know if this is true or not, so that's why I don't want to talk about it. Unless you know it's true.
Okay.
Because there's so much.
Right. Well, I thought
people
this
have
is
turned this into
learn.
A partisan issue. We only talk facts on this show, and facts are either things that I have talked to or I make up in my head. That's all a fact is. And okay. I haven't heard that, and I don't know that it's true.
Okay. I just heard that.
Where?
So, Kara, who helps us with our kids.
Okay, see, that's where a problem comes in.
But I don't know if she heard it from the school or what.
Heard it from the school.
Listen, I don't know. You're right. I don't want to spread misinformation, but where can I go?
We're not that show doing... You know when I was being sensational was when it first came out a month and a half ago, and I was like, we're all going to get it. But then once I realized it was a thing, I backed off of that and started to go, hey, guys, the word is balance. You can do both. You can go... Well, if I just take care of myself, I'm probably not going to be affected, but others are, and it is a real thing, but I don't have to freak out.
Right.
I don't have to follow the news or the politicians. By the way, don't listen to a politician about anything when it comes to science and illness. Don't do that. Okay. By the way, Sandra, how are you?
Oh, I forgot we had a caller.
She's listening to a bit here.
Hey, she's
I'm
just
listening.
Yeah.
This racket is y'all just rambling about.
Okay, Sandra, we're going to play, here we go, 3, 2, 1.
What's that racket?
Now, up for grabs is $16. So, a bunch of birds, not the answer. Crazy baby, nope. A woman sneezing, nope. A fox, a dolphin. Todd Chrisley's ex-wife, nope. A hyena, goat, horse, rubber chicken, turkey, guy eating a hot pepper. All those are no's. This is from a viral video. Over 1 million views. See if you can name this sound. Okay, Sandra in Wisconsin. Can you name that racket?
I think it's a screaming pug.
A screaming pug.
Yes, a pug dog.
Mike D, I'm going to have to go to Mike D here. Mike D, come over to the microphone. I need you to, which means we're on to something here, mm-hmm. But I'm going to need to get from you if that's a yes or a no.
I think it's a no.
Why?
Because it's not what's in the video exactly.
We're not going to accept that.
No.
Okay, we get it, Raymundo.
Okay, I have two pugs, and they can make some really strange noises.
It's not a screaming. Would we like to let her guess one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to let you guess one more time, Sandra, which means you're on to something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I think it's a screaming dog. I think it's a dog being very upset.
Mike, let's go to Mike D again. Mike D, is Sandra in Wisconsin right?
With a screaming dog, we could accept that, yes.
Today is a good day.
Wow. How about you? Sandra, you just won $16. Woo! Wow.
I'm excited.
Hey, can we give her a bunch of that crap from the prize closet, too? Raymundo, do you have that box of crap with you?
Yeah, it's right here.
Read off some of the stuff that she's also going to win. We can put in the package. Just give her a few things.
All right. There's a bunch of vinyls in there signed by artists.
There is? We have signed vinyls from artists? Like who?
Sam Hunt.
Nice. You want a signed Sam Hunt vinyl? What else?
Is there a Luke Bryan hat in there that's signed? Yep.
Signed Luke Bryan hat? Dang. Okay, one more thing for her.
Awesome. Grab bag of CDs.
What's that?
A bunch of different artist CDs.
What's a CD?
Yeah, I don't know that that's as exciting, but okay.
Listen to this, Sandra. You just lucked out. You get a signed Sam Hunt record, a signed Luke Bryan hat, and some foreign things.
Yeah, some things.
They're thin.
They're shiny.
They apparently you put them up to your ear and you hear music. Congratulations, Sandra. Let's play it again.
Awesome.
Here it is. This is a dog making crazy noises while hanging by its teeth from a rope. Like there's a rope hanging from a tree, and it's holding on to it, like making noises as its owner's laughing. And we'll put the video up on our Twitter and Facebook pages. We play What's That Racket. Sandra, where do you live in Wisconsin?
Richland Center. It's about an hour northwest of Madison.
You know we love Madison on this show.
Love it.
It's great. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I've been on my way to work, me and my husband. So.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you a question, Sandra, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Would you like us to talk more about coronavirus or a lot more?
Maybe just more.
Okay, just more. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Sandra, hang on the phone, okay?
You mean you're not coming to us for all your corona
But they
news?
Can. They can. Because we're not yelling.
Just wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Thank you. Wash your hands. Okay. Last night, I'm just living my life. And then over Twitter, Tom Hanks goes, got coronavirus. And that's when it hit me. That everybody else was paying attention. I was already in. But that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, wow, people are going to pay attention because the first major, major celebrity just got coronavirus. And so him and Rita Wilson, they said, will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. But they're in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, well, that's why they got to get tested. They're, no, you can't get tested here, really. It's hard. Scuba Steve tried to get tested. He couldn't yesterday. He was like, the hospital doesn't have it. We're there. Insurance can't get it for me. We just got to chill. So, but... Also, you're probably super famous. You probably get tested for super famous. Like a VIP test line.
Right.
Go to VIP Corona. But yeah, Tom Hanks has it. And his wife. The basketball thing happened last night. You familiar?
Yeah, March Madness?
Nope. So what's happened with the NBA is...
They canceled.
The Jazz and the Thunder were playing. My girlfriend's a diehard Thunder fan, so we're watching the game. And something weird starts to happen, and they're not saying what's going on. So we get on Twitter... We're kind of flipping through, and they still haven't said yet what's going on. So there's a player that has coronavirus, tested positive for coronavirus. He wasn't out on the court, but all the players on his team then have been around him, and they've been with the other players from the other team, so they all get shipped off the court. They cancel the game.
In the middle of the game?
Well, before the game.
Okay.
The refs come. Like somebody come runs on the floor, referees gather.
What?
Oh, it got nutty.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
And so they take them both, and they quarantine them. Into the locker rooms. And then the NBA goes, well, anybody that this team has played in the past few, they need to be quarantined too. So I was like, the Cavs, the Knicks. So then they just went, you know what? No basketball. They have postponed the entire NBA because of that.
Wow.
Which was pretty nutty.
I didn't know it was like legit because somebody, I thought they were just like, okay, we're just going to put this off because gathering people together doesn't make sense. We don't want to risk anything. Mm-hmm.
It was because a player had it.
Huh.
So this player though, like 2 days ago was at a press conference. He was making a joke about coronavirus and there are a bunch of microphones down there and there's, you know, all the local microphones and he takes his hands and rubs them all over all the microphones.
Oh, my gosh, you're joking. Mm-hmm.
And he was making a joke, but then he ends up the one with it.
That's ironic.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
It's like coronavirus. Yeah, crazy, huh?
Wow.
So NBA's done. SEC tournament tonight here in Nashville is no fans, only essential staff. I'd love to be essential tonight.
Sure.
I stayed up last night watching the Arkansas game. It was the last game they played with fans, Arkansas-Vanderbilt. Arkansas wins. I'm pumped, and I'm like, I'm ready to go tonight, and they're like, nobody can come. So... I'm just trying to somehow get me a...
Can't get a job real quick over there?
I know.
I'm trying
I
to get
like
into Bridgestone at the arena.
Somebody there is going to see you as essential. Just show up and be like,
for
I'm
once
essential.
In my life, I'd like to be essential.
Yeah.
So that's tonight. Everything's gone bonkers.
These are crazy times.
The Mavericks, Mark Cuban, who owns the team. You may know from Shark Tank.
For sure.
He's on his phone, and they have a video of him when the NBA tweets out, hey, all games are done. And he goes, whoa. You see him see that there are no more NBA games. And so during the ESPN broadcast last night, it's the Mavericks and Nuggets. Mark Cuban says, and he starts talking about there's more at stake than just basketball. Here you go.
It's really not about basketball or money. I mean, literally, if this thing is just exploding to the point where, you know, all of a sudden players and others have had it, you think about your family, you know, you want to really make sure you're doing this the right way, you know, because now it's much more personal. And you've seen what's happened in other countries, but just the whole idea that it's come this close and potentially a couple of players have it, just stunning isn't the right word. I mean, it's just crazy.
He's talking about people getting sick and the crowd's like, yeah.
I know. It's like something's off with this.
So that happened. I was on a lot of calls last night and where people are going, hey, what should we do with our events? Not even events that I'm a part of. Like, oddly, now I've become someone that's on these little councils about events. And so I think I did 3 calls last night about major events, going, hey, what should we do? How should we do it? And so there's like 4 or 5 of us on a call. Just
wow.
You just don't want to be the one person that keeps an event going and then a lot of people get sick at your event because, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But they make documentaries about people that is the one person, because there's nothing to gain really if you're that person. You're like, let's keep our event on. And then a lot of people get sick. You are the you're the bad person. But if you are to cut your event right now or postpone it, you don't lose anything because you're doing what others are doing for the sake of public health. It's inconvenient to a lot of people because everything's, I've had like 4 things canceled or postponed in the last couple of days. And who cares, right? I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want old people to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's nutty. Joe Rogan had a guy on. He's like us, where he's just trying to get people on to speak at it more so than him come on and give opinions. I don't really listen to anybody on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC if they're an anchor talking about what they know. I like it when they bring doctors on to talk about what they know. And even the doctors go, we don't even know all the information yet. Like, we're learning too. That's why it's called novel. That's what that means. When they go novel COVID, novel means new. They don't know what's happened fully yet. So here you go. Number one, the coronavirus isn't going away next week. It could be 3 to 6 months like this. 2, and I saw one of Donald Trump's main aides testifying yesterday going, this is 10 times worse than the flu. Like it could be like just what it is specifically. And I think that's a lot of the reason the president had to get on TV last night and finally go, all right, this is a thing. Would you watch that last night? I went straight from the Love is Blind reunion.
To that.
It is an odd night. We were watching Love is Blind reunion, only halfway through it. Ugh. It's kind of trash, though.
I would say the reunion wasn't my favorite.
And I'm not done with it. Yeah, but it's kind of trash.
Yeah.
Not that the show as a whole isn't trash. It just didn't hold up to the standards out of the show. The reunion, they're just sitting around all fighting for time. But I'm going to watch the second half tonight.
Oh, for sure. Get it.
I was watching that, the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball game, Donald Trump talk, then Arkansas play Vanderbilt. And it was a late night last night. My dog is sick again. The pandemic could be 10 to 15 times worse than a bad flu season. So a bad flu season, 10 times worse. It's not just a disease for old people, although elderly people with compromised immune systems have the highest fatality risk. And don't get me if it's just old people. Old people are real people too.
Yes.
Like they are.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people tweeting it as well, just old people. Okay. Let us live our life. When you have an old person or when you're the older person, whole different ball game.
Yeah.
What if people went, you know what? It's only people in the South. Who cares? Well, it's us.
Yeah.
Or it's
That's weird.
There are about 4 days between when you can breathe in and contract the disease and when you show symptoms. So if you were to get it today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, it's like Tuesday, you'd be like, uh-oh. Ugh. The primary method for transmission is breathing. Again, this is from a coronavirus infectious disease expert, Michael Osterholm. So he was going on. It's a good thing I listened to, I watched it on YouTube, on Joe Rogan's podcast. So, any questions?
I just kind of just want to stop. I don't want to breathe anywhere.
The NCAA tournament, the big tournament's going to be played in empty arenas. Nobody there. So, but I... Except essential staff, which I'm really hoping I can hop into that essential class. We're going to hop off Corona now. We're not doing a lot. We'll come on, do a Corona recap. Tomorrow, the Surgeon General is on, which I think is pretty great. It's a great get for us. There is no doctor higher than the Surgeon General. He is, as far as our system in America, is the number one doctor. So he'll be on tomorrow here on the show, the Friday Morning Conversation with the Surgeon General.
Wow, yeah, who would have thought?
Jerome Adams, Dr. Jerome Adams.
Like,
yeah, I know. Here's a story. The next big fashion trend for men is pearl necklaces, right? Apparently, the new trendy accessory for men is the pearl necklace. Harry Styles, Pharrell, Usher. And so I wanted to bring on Nikki from Rogers and Hollins Jewelers in Chicago. She is a specialist for merchandising. Nikki, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So tell me about this, because I like to be somewhat in the trends. What if I were to put on a pearl necklace? What would you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. Start the trend with all the celebrities.
Now, the long, because my grandma used to have one that would go down to like her belly button. It was, and then sometimes she'd double it up. You take it and you do the two double over the neck again.
Yeah.
Are we talking that length? Are we talking to, like, because I don't feel like a choker would be right for me. What do you think?
I agree. I think you should go long. You can double it. You can wear it with chains. That's also really popular right now. We can definitely help you with that at Rogers and Holland.
With a chain, so like wear them all at once.
Exactly.
Layer it.
Yeah, exactly. Layering. That's a huge trend. And we've actually seen that become really popular in the last year, in part because of celebrities starting to layer chains and diamond necklaces. So now it's the pearl necklace.
Amy, what would you think if I had a pearl necklace with a couple chains? Like, really? I just walk in, I just got a t-shirt, just got a t-shirt on.
I'm not being able to take you seriously, but I would accept you. Like, if that's what made you feel comfortable, I don't want to knock it. Like, if you're owning it, like, I don't want to, yeah.
Because I would imagine the first time a dude wanted to pierce one of his ears.
Right.
Or both people are like, what is happening? This is a trend. Or wear really tight jeans. Like, those were looked at first, like, what's happening here?
Right.
But now...
somebody has to be the... like, there's celebrities doing it too, but you can be, like, the regular guy that's going to do it first.
I'm the common man. Yeah.
And, like, when you posted a picture of yourself on Instagram with some pearl necklace, but then immediately after it, you showed examples of Usher and Harry Styles right after you... it's like I went from like laughing at you and then I was like, wait a second, maybe it doesn't look so bad. It looks so bad. And then Harry, and I was like, maybe it's fine. And then there was another one of you and suddenly it looked better.
Thank you.
So maybe you're onto something.
On my Instagram story, Caitlin and I are I put on like this cheap pearl necklace that I got for like $4. It's gross, right? But I have it on and I'm like, hey, Usher wears these. And she's like, what about you? It's like Usher. And good so point. You can scroll through and see a lot of celebrities on my Instagram story wearing their pearl necklaces.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, Nikki, if I were to come to Rogers and Hollins Jewelers in Chicago, like how much does a pearl necklace cost?
It really ranges depending on the size of the pearls, type of pearls, all of that.
So
it definitely
range?
Is a variety.
I don't want the big pearls. I remember the big goofy ones?
Yeah.
Like I don't want that. Like my grandma would have some big ones that... if we wore under a t-shirt, it would look like you have some sort of like growths on you. And just want kind of a chill pearl necklace. Like, can we work
out? Yeah, I would say starting at around $150.
Nice.
Yeah.
How quickly can you get me one?
We can do it right away for you.
All right.
Wow. Special treatment.
I tell you what,
I'm gonna put
Nikki on hold, and I'm gonna have her send it to my house. And then next week, I'm gonna wear the crap out of these pearls, and I'm not even gonna say anything about it. I'm just gonna see if people walk and be like,
"But
dang, what?
Do you want to go ahead and add some of the chains too?
I have chains. At
oh,
the
you
house.
Have? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What's the most expensive pearl necklace, Nikki? You guys have over there?
Oh wow. That is a great question. I mean, really, you can go up to anywhere. We do a lot of custom, too. So you can go up pretty high when it comes to pearls.
We want to know
then
the
I
number.
Could probably do red pearls.
Yeah.
Oh.
After I get the... because I love red.
I don't think we have red pearls, but...
I have a Sharpie. Are we all good there?
There's lots of different colors, though, of dyed pearls. Gray, pink, yellow.
Did you say guy pearls? So
dyed.
Dyed.
Oh, dyed.
Dyed.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Next week, I'm just going to wear... guy pearls. Let's not make a big deal about it. You know, just be chill.
I don't know that I can be chill about
yeah,
it,
chill.
But I want to support you.
Thank you. Nikki, if people want to check out the Rogers and Hollins store or website or Instagram, where can they go?
So our website is www.rogersandhollins.com. And on our store location page, you can see all of our stores. We have 74 stores throughout the Midwest and surrounding areas. And we have about a little over 15 stores in the Chicagoland area.
You have 74 stores?
Wow.
Hey,
what
kind of deal can I get on a watch? Because, Nikki, let me talk about watches for a second.
We can hook you up.
I've never been a big watch guy, but then, like, I'll travel with Luke Bryan for American Idol. He has great watches. And he wears t-shirts and watches. That's the only way I'd want to wear a watch. Not to tell time.
You can wear a watch with anything.
With pearls? Can you wear a watch with pearls?
Yes. A watch is an everyday accessory.
But what kind of watch would you put Bobby in? Because he doesn't, like, you don't wear watches.
I know, but if I did, I'd wear a t-shirt and I'd have flash.
But, okay, so you want, like, not a leather band,
no.
But you want, like, a chain band or whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Links.
Yeah. I want to look like when Kane Brown came in here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was.
Boom.
That was nice.
Wait, how we feel about that, Nikki? I look pretty good if I had all that, right?
Oh, yes. You definitely would.
What about Mardi Gras pearls? Those really, really big ones?
You know, they're we like, can do anything. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I'm going to put Nikki on hold. And Nikki, great to talk to you. Thank you for lending your advice. She thinks it's a go for me. So next week, if we can get him here in time, I'm going to wear him every day next week. And be rocking,
you got it.
Rocking
thank
the pearls.
You.
All right. Raymond, will you put her on hold?
Yep.
All right. There she is. Nikki from Rogers and Hollins. Jewelers all over the Midwest and in Chicago. Dang. Someone says don't do white pearls, do black pearls. Dang, so many options now. Wait, so what's a black pearl?
I think it's dyed.
Is that a different kind of...
dyed black.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she said they can dye them any color, gray, pink, blue. Mm. Okay. Whatever suits you.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'll get them in, wear them Monday on the show. Don't make a big deal, though. You know, just chill.
Yeah, we'll chill.
Yeah, we'll just chill. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
More than 69 million people travel through the Denver International Airport each year, and some of them forget their luggage. They leave it in the baggage claim or whatever, and the rule is they have 90 days to claim their baggage, or it just belongs to the airport. So instead of keeping the baggage, the airport has donated over 850 pieces last year to the Denver Rescue Mission. How cool is that?
So this is the Denver airport?
Yes.
Well, what about the people that live underneath the airport with all their bunkers?
That's just a theory,
sure?
Bones. It's just a theory.
Are we sure they're not taking it and putting it down there? Huh?
Well, inside some of the suitcases is toilet paper. Sometimes they leave strollers, shoes,
stuff like
that.
Why are you weirded out by that?
That people travel with toilet paper?
With Corona. Well,
Lunchbox does it too. He steals them from hotels.
Oh,
exactly.
Every time. Is that what it
yeah,
is?
That is okay. True. All right. Hey, shout out to them for finding a good way to dispose of things that would be thrown away.
That's right.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Now turn it up.
Let's go! Another round of Bobby and Eddie's Music School.
Bobby and Eddie's Music School is now in session.
Up in the morning and out to school.
The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert took 7 years to get recorded. Here's a clip of the song.
Thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it.
Tom Douglas and Alan Shamblin wrote The House That Built Me, and it actually took 7 years. Now, I got to talk to Tom Douglas, and he said the record label didn't like it when they first turned it in.
Alan and I worked on that for 7 years. We demoed it, turned it into the publisher, and they were like, yeah, that's cool, which is, you know, is like code speak for this will never see the light of day. And the truth is we had too much detail, and we didn't have, if I can just come in, I swear I'll leave, won't take nothing but a memory. We didn't have that, which is the line that precedes the hook.
So they rewrote it. They started pitching it again. Everybody loved it. They thought a guy would sing the song. So they sent it over to Scott Hendricks, who included it in a CD of potential songs for Blake Shelton.
One windswept Oklahoma night, he puts a CD in his truck, and he's going down this highway. And third song in, it's The House That Built Me. His girlfriend at the time starts weeping, and he says, baby, what's wrong? And she says, that's my story. And he said, well, if that's your story, maybe that's your song. So if you want to get a song to Miranda Lambert, you work on it 7 years, you pitch it to everybody, get it on hold for Blake Shelton, and Miranda hears it.
Miranda Lambert was 26 when she first heard The House That Built Me. Up to this point, Miranda had basically written all of her own stuff except for that song. And that's the story of The House That Built Me. And here is the demo of Tom Douglas singing the song on piano.
I thought if I could touch this place, I'd feel. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I doubt that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
There you go. That's Music School. Thank you very much.
Bobby and Eddie's Music School is now in session.
Hey, are you doing covers tomorrow?
I am doing covers. Three cover songs that you didn't know were cover songs.
Oh, fun.
Things we think are original songs or cover songs. So that'll be Eddie tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's do this. Amy, yesterday, did not know Hank Williams Jr.'s nickname. Hank Williams Jr.'s nickname, yeah.
I did not.
Which is?
Bocephus.
Right. She's now going to do a two-minute report. If we can get some special report music, because Amy will now do her report on Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready?
Ready.
Begin.
So first, you may wonder, how did Hank Williams Jr. get his nickname? Well, came from his dad, Hank Williams Sr. He started calling his son Bocephus after watching Grand Ole Opry comedian Rod Brasfield, or Bracefield, had a puppet named Bocephus in his comedy act. Some reports say that Hank Williams Sr. thought that little Hank Williams Jr. looked like the puppet and the name just stuck. Now, this is tragic because Hank Jr. lost his dad at a super young age. He was only 4 years old when his dad died at the age of 29 years old, January 1st, 1953. He died of a heart attack. Again, Hank Jr. was only 4 years old, but at the age of 8, he stepped on the stage for the first time and sang his father's songs. Now, you may wonder when you see him, why is he wearing sunglasses and what's up with the beard? Well, Hank Williams Jr., he has a beard and sunglasses to help hide his scars. He was hiking up Ajax Peak in 1975, and the snow beneath him collapsed, causing him to fall almost 500 feet. Now, he was not initially expected to survive, but he did. He spent more than 2 years recovering from the incident. He had numerous skull fractures, multiple surgeries to repair them, and the scars that were left there, he decided, well, I'm just going to cover these up with a beard and sunglasses. He's maintained this look throughout his career, so that is why. You know who his godmother is? This is a fun fact. June Carter. Johnny Cash and June never left his side while he was in the hospital recovering from his fall. Now, if you're curious, when he's out on tour, what does he require in his rider? Well, Hank Williams Jr. takes his personal safety very seriously. He requires private limousines to travel in at all times. An armed, ununiformed police officer is required to accompany him to and from the venue, and he requires the officer to travel in his or her own vehicle, and 6 other armed guards are required at the venue too. So there's a lot of safety issues with Hank Williams Jr. And then this is something he doesn't get a lot of credit for, and it's his multi-instrument use. Basically, he can play every instrument in the world. He's proficient on the fiddle, banjo, the dobro, the piano and other keys, bass, electric guitar and upright, harmonica, and even drums. Most people have no idea that he's skilled at all these instruments in country music. He's an excellent lead guitar player as well, and he basically can do it all. And that is my presentation on Hank Williams Jr. Thank you for coming.
What would you say his biggest songs are?
Why do you roll smooth? This one? I don't know.
Do you know the name of this one?
Yeah. The songs that you wrote. Yeah. That's now why. Oh, no.
Family tradition?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yes. This is a big one. Yeah. He's like 70 and still doing his thing. Quite amazing.
All right. There you have it. There she is. We learned a little bit. We learned, like, only had 2 minutes or so. Nice job. All right. So we don't shake hands anymore. We are only doing fist bumps and elbows. But yesterday, Amy just decided to wave at people close, and I decided to bow at people. So how'd it go for you?
Well, for me, a salesperson came down and wanted to introduce me to a client, and that was an awkward encounter because it's definitely a situation where I would have 100% shook their hand. And before they could even get their hand out to say, oh, hi, nice to meet you, like, and they're like 2 feet from me. I'm like, nice to meet you, and just waving. And it just felt so awkward. But then the salesperson was like, oh, you know, the corona. And so then it broke the ice. Mm. But I still think the waving was awkward. It's not my preferred method.
Did you close the deal, though?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Probably not. They're probably like, that Amy girl is special.
I had two different times I could do the bow. Both worked out wonderfully for me because I didn't let them get super close. As soon as they got here, I put the arms tight on the side and just bowed.
But did they think something was wrong with
you? Yeah, they did for a second, but I went like this. I bowed and I went, Corona. And one of them at my gym, bow back.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay.
And then at dinner, they just kind of looked at me and they were like, interesting. That's what we're doing now. That's what I'm doing. And they got a good laugh and walked off.
Okay. Well,
but
maybe.
It was all about the spacing between us. Because imagine, or I'll stand up. Imagine you're that far from me. You're probably 10 feet from me. If I'm this far and I go like this, Corona, you go.
Corona?
Yeah. I go that and you go, oh, haha.
Yeah, I get it. See? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe mine was, I was too close and waved too big, you know? Maybe I need to try like the more, but either way, I mean,
but if
like
you do your new thing and yell Corona, they know.
Okay, you're right.
So if you wave and go Corona.
Hey.
Yeah,
Corona.
Okay. You can do it.
Big wave. I don't know. Waving's awkward. Maybe I'll have to try bowing.
Air high fives. By the way, I don't know if our Boston show is going to, I mean, so far it's still on that Eddie and I are playing in a week or so.
Oh.
I don't know if it's going to happen. Everything's getting canceled. It's not canceled yet, but I ain't doing any meet and greet. My meet and greets are over until they get rid of Corona. I'm done. Unless we do a bow and greet.
Just bow at everyone.
I'm done.
You can take a picture with Bobby and Eddie, but it's like 20 feet apart.
I'm done, yeah. You put that setting on your phone, the panoramic.
Oh, right, right.
You get me like and you so keep going, and then all of a sudden you're on the other side of it. I'm out.
See, I'm right here. And then
I've had
there
these
they
dreams
are.
For a long time, but now I can actually push them to make them happen.
I know.
Crazy.
Here's your quick, the more you know, because you should know. We talk about it a lot, especially with all the illness going around. The benefits of drinking water. Are you ready?
Ready.
By increasing your water intake, energy, alertness, blood sugar balance, reduce headaches, reduce constipation. I was in the bathroom for like 45 minutes last night.
That's not good.
My girl was like, where'd you go? And I was like, you don't want to know.
Better you don't.
I always have stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll do the fiber, the Metamucil, for like a month, and then it just stops working. And then now I've been eating a lot of sugarless. What's the fruit that I get from
mango?
Mango.
No added sugar. Mango.
Yeah. And so I've been doing a lot of that.
You're having too much dried mango?
I don't know what's happening here.
Because there could be something with too much of anything is sometimes not good, even if it's good for you.
Water is, it may not taste the best, but it's great for you the more you know. Thank you. You want to do a food world. Speaking of water, I don't know if it's nothing to do with
food,
it.
Food, water.
Yeah, right. Food,
here
water.
We go. Morgan, number two, coming over to you.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So Taco Bell just introduced their longest shell ever in Taco Bell history, and it's called the Triple Oopa.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a long submarine sandwich of taco.
Okay.
It's like three, it's like the length of three shells together.
Yes. Yeah. They're like three mini, like soft shell tacos. One of the tacos is like nacho cheese. The other is cheesy chipotle. And the other is a combination of nacho cheese and cheesy chipotle.
But all that comes together in one long taco?
Yep. They just separate it to make it look cool in the three little tacos. But they're here today, and they're also available in veggie mode, too, if you're a vegetarian like me.
What do you mean they're here today? They're here in our building?
They're here at Taco Bell today.
Now available today.
Man, when they launched that chalupa years and years ago, that thicker crust, chef's kiss. I love the crunchy taco, though. That's my jam at Taco Bell, just the straight crunch taco. But that chalupa shell was, there you go.
Delicioso.
Thank you. Morgan number two, thank you. Mm-hmm.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Uber has released the most unique lost items from inside of their car. Did you see this on the news? You got to imagine there are so many cell phones.
Yeah.
I have so many.
Just falling out of pockets and being left in Ubers.
Purses.
I mean, maybe even one a day, right? Yeah. If you're driving for 8 hours or so. The most unique items, a bag of onions and a thing of yogurt. A hard-boiled egg, a food processor, narcotics, a Ouija board. Here are the most common things. Phone, number one. What do you think number two is?
Wallet.
Yeah, boom. Number three. You can do it. Keep walking on that track.
Purse.
Keys.
Okay.
Purse may be tougher because it's a little bigger.
I forget it sometimes.
But purse does come in the top five, and so is headphones.
Yeah.
ID, license, passport. Do you have your driver's license?
No, I have my passport. Thank you.
Yeah, but Amy goes places where she just needs her license. She has to pull out the whole passport.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Where were we?
She has to unfold that map. You know, we used to look for directions in a car. I have to unfold that paper map.
Oh, yeah, because we were at lunch and I got a margarita the other day. And Bobby was like, is that your passport?
Oh, well, they carded her. They were like, I need to see some ID. And so she pulls out her passport, which is like 9 pages, and you got to find the picture. Thank you guys for hanging out with us at Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and the show is at Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones, come on. Go listen to the podcast for today's show if you would like. I would love it if you do it. Who knows? You may be holed up today, running from the corona, maybe beating on your door. All that's separating you from the corona is this podcast. Go listen to it. Search Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to your podcast. And if it's on iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Morgan, what's up there today?
You talked to a jeweler in Chicago about wearing a pearl necklace.
Well, I just think it's cool for guys to wear now. I've seen Harry Styles do it, Pharrell, Usher, you know, the coolest of cools doing it. So I'm going to try it out next week if they get me a necklace in time. Because I tried one I bought for like $4 at Forever 21.
Can't go cheap with that.
You know, I just didn't. I need to really commit to it. What else you got?
We played the game Elder versus Millennial.
Yeah, Eddie the oldest.
Yeah, 40 years old. Yeah.
Morgan the youngest.
26 years old.
They battle it out with each other's generations. All right, what else?
We heard about how the new types of greeting went for Bobby and Amy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was bowing at people and Amy was waving at people. No handshakes. Mm-hmm. And just how awkward or not that was. And
Lunchbox is having some serious dog dad guilt.
Dog dad guilt. Say that three times. Go.
Dog dad guilt. Dog dad guilt. Dog dad guilt.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Check it out on the podcast. Amy, what's going on today?
Man, I guess I'm going to be going around town. I don't even know how or why, but trying to find just a few things that I would like to have in my house because there's like nothing.
For CoronaFest 2020?
Yeah. I feel like, gosh, Bobby's always right. Listen, people. Oh. Always listen to Bobby because weeks ago, he was like, guys, get stuff for your corona closet. Make a corona closet. I'm not trying to be crazy. And I still was like, stop, you're being crazy. And then now I'm kind of like, dang, kind of just want a little extra bleach or something.
Well, it's like buying insurance on something you're not legally required to buy insurance on. Hopefully you don't need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't invest a lot of money into it. I bought some cans, some toilet paper.
And I'm not being crazy with it. This is actually me being rational. I just think it's smart for me to try to have some stuff in addition to what we have, but I might be a little too late to the party.
So you're doing that today?
I mean, I'm going to try, and then I'm supposed to work out, but somebody I was going to work out with, I heard that maybe they were with somebody that was with somebody that had corona. So I was like, I'm not. What about you?
I'm going to lunch with a couple of my Arkansas friends. The Razorbacks playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so the athletic director and another friend that works at the university, we're having lunch together. NBD.
NBD.
Nobody. Maybe that's how you get into the game.
Yeah.
But I hang out with them.
But I have to be media.
Ugh.
And I'm not going to go without my girlfriend.
Oh, good point.
I can just watch it at the house.
But if you got a call and it's like, we got one ticket.
Nope, not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm having dinner tonight with Matt Jones, who runs and has Kentucky Sports Radio. Is on every sports station, period. So we're having dinner tonight, too. So since the SEC tournament's here, everybody's in town.
Yeah.
So I can't go to the game, so I'm just going to see everybody outside of the game. And then if I can get a press pass or two, only two, I'll go to the game tonight. So,
cool.
All right, thank you, guys. See you tomorrow. The Surgeon General will be on the show tomorrow morning. Check it out. If you miss it tomorrow, check out the podcast. Bye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Win.
Love you.
This is about.